This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday, everybody. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. You're listening to American Family Radio. Should you like to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. We left Nevin on the phone a few minutes ago. Nevin from Virginia. Nevin, you had a question for us?
I do. First of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
Very fun and informative. And so I figure the way you guys talk about politics, I figure this is something that might be up your alley. It's a political history, but the question I have is there are two presidents who have won a first term and then have won a second term with fewer electoral votes than they won their first term with.
Wow. That's good.
There's two presidents that fall into that category?
Pardon?
There's two that fall into that category, you're saying?
That's correct. Two.
Well, okay.
Now, whenever I don't
Bill
know.
Clinton, would he be one of them? Ed?
I don't know. This, I was wondering if President Obama won with fewer.
Electoral college votes.
Right.
Now, my deductive reasoning, when I'm not sure about a president, half of them, in my opinion, sound like car names.
Yes.
So I think, okay, that might have been President Packard or President Hudson. You know, I know it's going to sound like a car name, and I can just throw out a car name and
Ford.
Get close.
You'd been right.
That's right.
Nevin, we don't know.
We don't know.
I think you got
a great trivia question.
Well, actually, you got one of them right. President Obama was one of them. And Woodrow Wilson was
Woodrow
the other
Wilson.
One.
Woodrow
okay.
Wilson.
He
All right.
Won, so he was a two-term president then?
Yep, that's right. Yep. He won in a landslide the first term, and the second one was a little closer.
Barely
that was by. That was during World War I, I think, when he was reelected.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brother Nevin.
Hey, wait. But,
stay
on the line, Nevin. We'll get your information and send you your T-shirt and your travel mug.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you for listening there in Virginia.
All right.
Keep going.
All right. I like that attitude. Let's keep going. We're going to Kansas, and we have Ruth on the line. Ruth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Could I answer the one about the little girl?
Who was reading?
Okay. Let's see. Here it is. Okay, Ruth, you ready? Here's the question. A girl is sitting in a house at night that has no lights on at all. There is no lamp, no candle. She's not reading by moonlight. How in the world is she reading, Ruth?
By Braille, like reading with your fingers?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, nicely done.
Yep, the woman is blind and she is reading Braille.
Excellent job, Ruth.
That's good.
Right.
Ruth, did you have a question for us?
Yes. What is the second largest venomous snake in the world?
Second largest venomous snake in the world?
The largest, you said?
Second venomous? Largest.
Yeah.
The second largest, most venomous snake in the world. Well,
the largest or the second largest?
Second.
Okay,
largest. We're going to don't say anything, Ruth. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, okay? Now, your largest snakes are not venomous, are they?
Like well, she's not saying the largest snake. She's talking about the largest. The largest venomous one.
Second largest.
So I think like the cobra is the longest.
I'm going to say largest or longest. I'm going to say the cottonmouth, and I'm just throwing it out there. But it's probably off somewhere in Africa or somewhere.
I'm going to say the black mamba.
I'll go black mamba. That's
I've ordered that from the menu before, and that was a mistake. I want to say that clearly. It was clearly a mistake.
You don't want to overcook that thing.
Well, don't go by the pictures.
You know,
those pictures are really.
Throw some broccoli or asparagus in there, too, to help offset the.
It got a twang to it. I'll just say that. It did not taste like chicken.
All right, Ruth, we're going Black Mamba. What do you say?
No, wait. And, I'm saying,
and he's getting, and JJ's got the cotton mouth.
They're both wrong. It's the Bushmaster.
The Bushmaster.
You find
that in Australia somewhere?
You find that in Kansas?
Wait, that sounds like a fishing tournament that you would win, or a golfing tournament you would win.
Is that in Australia?
He won the Bushmaster, and he also won in Scotland, and he won in California, and he took the Preakness.
And he won a dance contest by dancing the Black Mamba.
Oh, man.
Ruth, wonderful. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
Well, where do you find that snake, Ruth? Do you know? I'm just curious.
I think it's Australia.
Is it Australia?
I think it is.
Is that one?
I don't know.
What was it?
South American. America.
South America?
The Bushmaster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ruth. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
You.
I just wondered, was that one of the ones a crocodile hunter went after? Remember him?
Sounds like something that he would say.
Huh?
Crikey. I'm coming up on the Bushmaster. Be careful. He ruined a good pair of shoes the last time when I got this close to him.
There's about 20 reasons why I do not want to go to Australia, and they all involve things that bite, sting, and eat people.
Yeah, in the outback.
Yeah.
Probably most of them in the outback. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. We go next. Ed.
All right. Let's go to Alabama, and Donna is on the line. Donna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome,
Donna.
I would
like to do both.
All right. Okay. Which question you want to answer?
The one that heretofore has not been answered about WD-40.
That's what we're talking about,
long-term
Donna.
Long-term listeners.
Nicely done.
I know heretofore is used in Alabama.
Right. Along with Reckon.
Donna helps
Yonder.
Keep it alive.
Yes.
All right, Donna.
Yonder.
Here's the question. WD-40 is a popular around the house item, but what does the WD stand for?
Water displacement.
Yes.
It was their 40th formula.
40th
yes,
try.
Yes, that's right. 40th
now,
try. Excellent job.
Yeah, ready to go, Donna. What do you know any more about that? What's the story behind that?
Nope. I didn't know, so I asked my husband, and he looked it up for me.
The 40th try.
It was their 40th try. They were coming up with something, a solvent, to loosen, you know, rusty screws, take off the distributor cap. There's some moisture there. You spray WD-40, and it makes the moisture go away. Water displacement, and it was their 40th attempt to come up with this invention. And so they said, what are we going to name it? Let's just name it WD-40.
Wow. Yeah.
And all you need to make it in this life is your Bible, some duct tape, and some WD-40.
That's right.
And you might need your toothbrush. But, you can get through this life if you got them things.
And they're heiresses.
I saw something on this as I was doing this research. It was a pretty funny little meme. And they said, if it doesn't move and it's supposed to, you use WD-40. If it does move, but you don't want it to, you use duct tape.
Yes.
That's all
uh-huh.
you need.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't realize that a lot of people think that WD-40 is a lubricant.
Right.
And it's not.
No.
So they use it to, you know, on the hinges, the door hinges,
right.
And they wonder why
right.
it keeps squeaking. It's not a lubricant. It's just to remove.
The last few weeks, people have been using it on their hair.
Well, that's
you know, you
true.
Man, you get desperate after, you know, you can't go to the hair barber or the hair.
No haircut
right.
in 2
right.
months.
All right, Donna, your question for us.
Okay, it's kind of a riddle.
Tim's ready.
Why can't the mummy, not the mommy, but the mummy go to the beach?
The mummy can't go to the beach because they don't want to unwind.
Right, they don't want to relax
and unwind.
JJ, way
like
to go.
That. Very good.
If
very
we weren't
good.
Social distancing, I'd give you a fist pump there, an air fist pump. So do the Q&A again back-to-back, Donna, on that one? The question and answer? You said what?
Why can't the mummy go to the beach? He's afraid he'll relax and unwind.
All right. That's great.
That's
a good one. Absolutely. Well, Donna, thank you for calling. You have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, all right?
Y'all too. Okay. Thanks.
And thank
I think
you.
The newest version of that joke is he's afraid he'll relax and unwind and walk on the wet sand and get a ticket.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Or the dry
or
sand.
Or get arrested. I think I said this on the air a long time ago, but we told my parents, my wife and I, when we were first expecting, they didn't know it, we told them that Diane had the Egyptian flu, that she just got back from the doctor. My mom was like horrified. She said, "That sounds awful." And I said, "Yeah, in 9 months she's going to be a mummy." And she that's how
that's
we announced
the way you
it.
Told her?
Yes.
That was before they exploded things.
Yes,
with blue or pink.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, let's repeat our questions for the last time this show.
All right, I just have one left. It's a true-false question. There are more chickens in the world than people. Mm. Is that true or false?
All right, folks, this is true or false. You got a 50-50 chance of getting this one or Ed's. Originally, on Memorial Day in 1865, citizens were asked to not consume bacon or drink coffee during the Decoration Day observance. Is that true or false?
What kind of celebration is that?
See, it's not supposed to be a celebration. It's supposed to be an observance.
Yes.
Okay. Solemn observance. Hmm. All right. And then the second question, Bible question, who was the first person to come upon the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan? Third question, what flowers are recognized with Memorial Day? What flower did people wear on their lapel for many years during Memorial Day?
All right. Here are my two riddles that are left. A man was taking a walk outside when it started to rain. The man didn't have an umbrella, and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes got soaked, yet not a single hair on his head got wet. How could this happen? And my last riddle that has not been answered. I have keys but no doors. I have space but no rooms. I allow you to enter, but you are never able to leave. What am I?
I had a nightmare about that one time. That's just that.
And your legs, you're trying to run, but your legs are going really slow, like you're in water.
All right, should we continue?
Yeah, I think we should.
I say we go to Kansas. Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing, Joe?
Yes, I'm here.
No, wait.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Joe.
We can hear everybody.
That's my granddaughter.
Sheltering in place. Part of it.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Joe?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Well, I was going to answer one of the riddles, but I'm going to go with the Memorial Day.
Okay, we got which one is that, the flower or the true or false one?
The flower.
Okay, here's the question. What flowers are recognized as the Memorial Day flower?
I believe it's the poppy.
Yes, the red poppy.
There you go.
Over the years, people wore red poppies on Memorial Day in honor of those who died serving the nation during the war. Some of you may be old enough to remember when they would have little kind of paper poppies for sale to help support the veterans. And they say it was inspired from a 1915 poem in Flanders Field.
Flanders from World War One.
Poppy.
If you go to the World War One Museum in Kansas City, when you enter, there's a glass floor, and underneath there's all these poppies. And I think there's a poppy for every 1,000 people that, or 1,000 soldiers that died in the war, if I remember right.
Wow, that's very, very fitting.
So now, I thought Decoration Day was started after the Civil War.
After the Civil War, yeah.
But World War, it continued. Well, it continues on to today.
Yes, it continues on.
The name has been changed.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that. It started out Decoration Day, and then they changed it to Memorial Day.
Right.
They decorated they put flowers on the soldiers' tomb, starting with right after the Civil War. Hey, nicely done there, Joe. What's your question for us?
Well, mine's a musical question, and I expect him to get this. Do you know the group America?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan Peaks.
Horse with No Name from 1973, the desert had turned to sea. What day did he let his horse go?
Okay. On the song The Horse with No Name?
That's it. That's exactly right.
Would we get extra points if we sing a little bit of it, Joe? Because we're willing and able.
He might deduct points. I don't know.
Went to the desert on a horse with no name. It's beginning to rain.
My question to you, Jay, is JJ, is what were you doing?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The person that taught me the song was Joe Biden, and he said you don't have to know all the words if you just kind of start trailing off and mumbling from time to time.
The Declaration of Independence says all men, will you remember the thing?
Da, 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 just like in the Declaration of Independence.
Well, all right, look, so there's 7 days of the week, so I'm going to guess a Tuesday. Is it a Tuesday?
No, I'm
I think
to
he's saying how many days. What was the question again, Joe, that you're looking for?
What number day, when the desert had turned to sea, he let the horse run free?
On the sixth, on the sixth day.
I can't remember my name.
I don't know.
There's something about a partridge in a pear tree. Five golden rings.
And the little one in curls.
Yeah.
That was the Brady Bunch.
I'm going to say on the third day.
I would say sixth.
Sixth day. I want to go with Tim, sixth day.
I got no idea. I'm not even venturing a guess.
You got 1 out of 7 chance. Spit something out, Ed.
Joe, what is it?
Eighth day. Eighth day, Joe.
Eighth day, maybe eighth day.
You're close. It was on the ninth day.
Ninth day.
Okay. Oh, I thought seven. It was going to land within the days of the week.
You know, that fella forgot his sunblock. You know, that's what caused him a lot of pain right there.
And was overdoing those mushrooms.
Yeah.
A lot of those riders.
All right. Dan Peeks, a gentleman who played in the band America.
Right.
He was one of the original members. He later left, but he was in their heyday. He was a member, and he became a
Christian singer.
Contemporary singer.
Yes.
Was very popular back in the 80s.
Sure did.
Yeah. He passed away a few years ago. Joe, thank you, brother.
Thanks,
appreciate
Joe.
It. All right. That's Joe from Kansas. And we go now to Bill in Texas.
Texas. Bill, welcome to the program.
Howdy.
How you doing, brother Bill?
Doing fine. I sure do appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to us. Where do you live, Bill? Where do you listen?
Hooks, Texas.
Hooks is near where? If I'm looking at a map of Texas, where am I looking?
Close to Texarkana.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. On I-30. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
35.
Is it
35?
30. Okay. It runs from Little Rock to Dallas.
If you sneeze or blink on the way through, you might miss it.
You don't want to sneeze anymore, Bill. They won't even let you into different states now. You're in Arkansas, you sneeze, you got to stay there in quarantine for 14 days.
Hey, look, we're laughing about this, but I saw a little meme today, and it said, they asked us to flatten the curve, we did. A thing that said, danger, you are being conditioned to view your freedom as selfish.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I just want to go to the park with my family. How dare you?
Right. Yeah.
We want to go to church and
get
worship.
Your full body gear on. What are you trying to kill us off?
Are you selfish? Do you have any idea? In the wide open, if you're walking down the beach, if you happen to get off that dry sand and step in that wet sand, what could happen?
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to answer the one on Apollo because my first ship was on 3 recovery missions and was the third one that I was on.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I have eaten snake when I was in SEER training.
Wow.
Among other things.
Did it taste like chicken?
I don't know. I was pretty hungry when I ate it. It tasted pretty good.
There you go. Well, what's your question for, which one of these questions you want to answer?
Well, I want to answer the one about the man in the rain, I think.
All right, that's your riddle, Tim.
Oh, my riddle? Okay, a man was taking a walk outside when it started to rain. The man didn't have an umbrella, and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes got soaked, yet not a single hair on his head got wet. How could this happen, Bill?
He didn't have any hair on his head.
There you go. He was bald.
Bald.
He was a bald man. And so he didn't get it. You got it right, brother.
Nicely done, Bill.
Absolutely. That's probably a 5 on a 1 to scale most difficulty.
I think I figured that one.
Yeah.
I don't usually
with riddles, you often have to pay attention to that one key word, right?
Right.
The word right there was
not a hair on his
not a single hair on his head got wet. All right, to Bill, what's your question for us?
Okay. What is another name for a contortionist from Manila, Philippines?
What is another? You know, we've never been asked this, Bill, question before.
But you and Allison were talking about this over dinner the other night.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks ago, though. You know, but I mean, when you're watching these old games from the 80s, there's only so many of you can watch before, you know, the subject of contortionist from Manila, Philippines comes up.
I know it.
I think this is a riddle, guys. Something like the Thrilla from Manila or Milli Vanilli or something. There's some kind of there's a riddle there. I can just almost.
Yeah.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
I'm bowing out.
Say
it's
what?
It's pretty common around an office.
Around an office.
What is it, Bill? We don't know.
Manila folder.
Manila folder.
Nicely done.
I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that.
Till I was about 20. Go ahead.
I like the one about the cowbell.
About the horn.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. All right, Bill, take care, my friend. Have a good day.
What were you going to say about when you used to be a contortionist, Kim? Playing the cello, going to those contortionist classes in the evening when you were in college.
What I found difficult was playing the cello while I was contorting. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
I played the cello.
Yeah, but I was only in the circus for a while.
I played the cello in our school's marching band.
I'm sorry, I missed your joke. What?
I said I played the cello in our school's marching band.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty hard.
The parade, how'd that work out?
Yeah.
Christmas parade.
Well, I had to keep picking up my chair and
moving it. Yeah.
It's hard to keep up
with the people with the banner.
I know.
And you're subject to injury when those Shriners come by on those little mini bikes. Man, you could get injured and embarrassed.
Yeah, you get pelted with peppermints. You know, that starts to hurt.
After a while, everything does.
Pelted with peppermints.
Woo!
too many word we pictures.
We need to give our answers.
Hey, I want to thank Mary from Ohio. She donated 2 of the trivia T-shirts that was given away this morning.
Oh, how nice!
Oh, wow,
wonderful!
You know who you are, Mary from Ohio. We appreciate that very much. Very kind. Yeah, we're out of time, so we better answer our.
All right, I just had one left. There are more chickens in the world than people. What do you guys think?
Yes,
I'm going to say yes.
Absolutely.
True. 19 billion chickens.
So on the original Memorial
KFC
Day.
KFC doesn't have to worry about it for a while.
Right.
It?
So they asked citizens not to consume bacon or drink coffee during the Decoration Day observance. True or false?
I'm going
to
say true.
I'm
going to
say true, too.
100% false.
False.
I just made it up this morning. Hey, here's the other one. Who is the first person to come up on the injured man and the parable of the Good Samaritan?
Just a priest?
Priest. It was the priest,
the Levite,
and the Samaritan.
I have keys but no doors. I have space but no rooms. I allow you to enter, but you are never able to leave. What am I?
I have no idea.
No idea.
A keyboard.
A keyboard.
I have keys but no doors. I have space but no rooms. I allow you to enter, but you are never able to leave. What am I? A keyboard.
Nicely
have a great weekend, everybody.